live on the river till I die.
We started west from Georgia, just me and a few other guys. Heard there was gold in California for those who could endure the endless ride. But when we reached the Mississippi, I told them go and just leave me on the shore. Thought a man could be happy on the banks of this river and never need anything more. And though I so far it seems, and I'm giving up early on this dangerous dream. Why go on much further? I just cannot understand why. Till I die. So I settled down early beneath the shelter of a wandering man. I've got too much to carry, so I'll live on the river till I die. And every single morning, the same old scene greets my eyes. I see the rolling, muddy river emerging. as I watch the mist rise. And the water's always flowing, the birds up above never rest. And the sun stops to visit the banks of this river, but always keeps traveling west. And it all seems to tell me with what I haven't seen, and I'm living with the ghost of this abandoned dream. But I've learned to accept that I'll never get another try. Yeah, my life has flowed past me, so I'll live on the river till I die.
What's that?
Did you write that song?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
Your tune. Serious.
Yeah. It's not all beer and Skittles sometimes. All right, here's a little, like, kind of ragtime guitar type piece I wrote. That pairs well with Vermont's finest. called the Horse County Rag. I think I mentioned, I mean, I think most of you know this, but there's, most of these songs are from a CD, in case that just somehow slipped past you, that I have over there, including this one.
What is Horse County?
It's nothing. Basically, it actually started with a, well, it's a fictional county, but it's not even fictional. Like, there's no other, nothing else beyond that, the name. I mean, I guess it's a county. But it's, I've Googled it, there's nothing called Horse County. Like, there's no hashtags. That, like, if you hashtag Horse County,
yeah,
you get nothing.
There could still be a Horse County.
There's not. If you Google it, it says, did you mean country? And I said no. And it's like, well, we still didn't find anything for you. But it all started, actually, Brittany, who many of you know, Brittany Haas, fantastic fiddle player, that I play a lot of music with, plays this wonderful old-time tune. I think it's called, like, Fort Lee or something. And she was kind of into playing it for a while, and she'd start playing it, and I'd always ask her to play it. I'd be like, hey, Britt, can you play that tune? And then I could never remember what it was called, so we started making up names for it, one of which was Horse County. So I was like, there's not actually a tune called that, so I have to write one. And then I wrote the last tune of the first set, Horse County. And then when I realized that there's nothing called Horse County, I'm like, those are two very, like, fundamental words. And every band name is taken. Like, every band name you thought of that's not, like, something just completely, like, random has been taken. Like, whenever you have a good idea for a band name, it's taken. Like, some kid that makes, like, techno beats in his basement has already, like, registered it on SoundCloud, and it's taken. Every band name. And Horse County was not. So I'm like, okay, this is gold. Like, I need to call everything I possibly can Horse County. So, here's the Horse County Rag.